backstage with David Hayes. Wow, what a piece. You prepared the chorus for this, the Magnus Lindbergh Graffiti. Mm-hmm. What went through your head when you first saw the score and the Philadelphia Orchestra said, can you get singers ready for this? What were you thinking?
Well, I knew it was going to be a great challenge to put this together, but it really seemed like it was something worthwhile, and that made it all sort of come together at the end, was that, you know, we really worked very, very hard on it, and even though there were, you know, I looked at the score and was seeing, you know, how complicated and complex things in terms of divisions and metrical subdivisions and things that definitely were a big sort of musical challenge for us. But I think we're always up for musical challenges, and it was hard, there's no question about it. But I think once we got it on stage, everyone felt pretty good about the whole process. And it, you know, it's one of these pieces that I think really doesn't make complete sense to the performer until you hear the whole thing together. And I think that the process was one of kind of trying to imagine what it would sound like. And then finally, when we got with the orchestra a couple of days ago, as the performance neared and we started rehearsing with them, then many things started making lots more sense.
It's no secret that this is like the first or second piece of Magnus Lindbergh that involves a choir. And yet, it's really well written for the chorus. The sounds that he gets really come across, but it is hard.
Yeah, it divides out at some points into 16 parts, and there's a lot of cluster writing. There's a lot of metrical shifts that go back and forth between meters that cause your brain to kind of twist around in several knots occasionally. And he talked about this. We had a conversation at one of the rehearsals where he talked about the piece being about contrasts. And I think that he created vocally, he did exactly what he said, that there's not only these wonderful colors and things from the orchestra, but the vocal writing is very much each little phrase of the Latin that came off the wall from Pompeii, each little phrase has its own kind of sound world. It allows you to kind of sort of get under the skin of it in a really detailed way, because the sound world is obvious that, okay, this phrase is this kind of sound. And Stéphane Deneuve has also really been going after this idea of that the sounds are unique to this section. And then this section, we change sounds and we do something different. So that also has been really kind of fascinating, actually, is that, you know, that there's some wonderful writing, vocal writing for the chorus, some very difficult vocal writing for the chorus. But there's also these wonderful lyrical sections that are just gorgeous to hear and beautiful to sing.
Well, that really comes across in the performance of this Magnus Lindbergh Graffiti. Really, it was stunning. And we keep going back to the difficulty of it, but it really sings. Can this piece be compared to, I don't know, a standard repertoire like a Bach B minor mass as far as, you know, different kinds of difficulty, or another contemporary piece in the choral literature? Any comparison that you can make?
Well, from a spiritual connection, actually, in some ways, it does have and Stéphane has mentioned this several times, and I happen to feel that he's absolutely right on the mark with it. It is kind of like a 21st century Carmina Burana.
Sure.
There is very much that spirit of it.
Which was all writings in the margins of books, the text from that.
Yeah, and so this is off the wall instead of in marginalia.
Right.
And there's also kind of this sense of these sort of sections with kind of primitive colors and, you know, the kind of fun of, you know, if the audience only knew what we were really singing about. Sometimes some of the sort of more body sections, shall we say, of the piece is, I think, kind of the part of the fun, like it is with Carmina. So there's that kind of sort of spiritual connection to it. But it's, you know, it's not unlike, we did the U.S. premiere of James McMillan's The Quickening about a decade ago, and there are some elements of this that remind me a little bit of McMillan's writing. So I think Magnus is, you know, I mean, he's a unique voice. He's a special voice in composition. But it's still part of a kind of a larger cultural sound, in the sense of that it's not off in a corner somewhere. It's part of the sounds that are around us. And that's kind of wonderful in its own way, because it's not something weird and bizarre and strange. It's actually a language that speaks because many people speak the language. And even though, as I said, it has its own unique perspective and world of sound, it is not unrelated to the world around it.
David Hayes, thanks for taking time and talking to us, the Philadelphia Orchestra in concert, and really, bravo again.
Thank you. My pleasure, pal.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.